Gemarim, then we have a Yisoidus Tekesves Itmar. Rav Omar Shtus Mekar Shaninu. Rav said that that what it says in the Mishnah that I know is Shtus Lemekar, that means it's a Shtus of the value of the Mekar. Shmuel Omar Shtus Mois Nami Shaninu. That's true. I agree with you that a sixth of the Mekach falls into the category of Eino, which is Kono Matzer Eino. But there is another Eifin that we also can have a Din Eino, even though it's not the Shtus Mekach. It's Shtus Mois. That means in the payment, he's paying a sixth more. So now the Gemara explains. Shavi Shita Bechamsha. Let's say the Chafetz is worth six zuz, and Bechamsha, the Moicher was Nisane, it was sold for five zuz. So the Eino is he was underpaid a zuz. From the value, that means he's underpaid a zuz. Well, Shavi Shita is worth six zuz. Bishiva, and he charged him seven. Kula Omer loifligi, there's no suffix in this. The Bosa Mecca Chaslinan, we go the Shavius of the Mecca. Reino Havius, this is considered Reino. Keep Ligi, so that's what Rav says, Shtus Mecca is the Dova Muskim, that falls into the category of Reino. Ki pligi shavi chamsha b'shita. The chayfetz was worth five zuz. We sold it b'shita for six zuz. Now, he overcharged him a zuz. Now, if we look in the shavius of the Mekach, a zuz is a fifth of the shavius of the Mekach, which is more than a six. So if you look in the Mecca, there should be a bitl Mecca. Or Vishavi Shiva Vishita. The Mecca is worth seven. He paid six. So if we're looking how much the Moicher was Nisane, Azuz is a seventh of the value of the Mecca, which should be Mechila. So there we have a Machlaikas. Lishmu da Omar Bosa Mois Azinu. We look at the payment also. Idi vidi Eino Habe. So this is called Eino. That means when he paid six, so in the payment, a sixth of the payment is Eino. He was Nisana. The payment that he paid, a sixth of that payment is Eino. Or he was underpaid a sixth. He should have given him another sixth, another zuz. L'rav dom abosa mekach hazlinim. So then there's a different halacha. Shavi chamsha b'shite. So you look at the mekach. He overcharged him a zuz. A zuz is a fifth of the shavis of the mekach. It's bitl mekach habit. Shavi shiva b'shita. If he undercharged him as Zuz, Mechila Haber. Shmuel Oma, Shmuel said, Ki Amrinen Mechila Obitl Mekach. When do I say that less than a Shtus, or more than a Shtus, is either Mechila Obitl Mekach? Hecha Deleke Shtus Mishnei Tzdodim. If there's no Shtus, Mishnei Tzdodim, that means that it's a bit of Mekach or Mechila, Avol Hecha di Kishtus Mitzad Echot, if Mitzad the Mois, it is a Shtus, I know have it. Now, let us see the second Taisvis, which we'll see is a Meirinike Taisvis. Shtus Mois Nami Shanila. The Shtus Mois also gives it a din Eino. So The Taisu says, Afilu Laman da Omar Shtus Mois. Afilu according to Shmuel, who says Shtus Mois. Nire Yoisa Leilech Achar Shtus Mekach. I mean, the Svore is that the priority is to go after the Mekach, Achar Shtus Mekach. Shoino Vatois Pluya Bemekach. Because that what he was upkenout or he got fooled is tluyim b'mekach. How much, what is the true value of the mekach and how much was he charged? Avol mois in the payment ain oino v'tois tluyim b'hem. There's no oino and tois in the payment. She ain't zrich in shumet, because, I mean, it's clear what he's paying. There's no toys, there's no ino in the payment, because the payment is clear. So Taisvi says, avod, nire yoise leilech achesh tus mekach, ben shtus mois. So before we go further, l'chayre, before we understand what Taisvi is answering, Taisus Lechayre had a problem. Shmuel said, Shtus Mois Nami Shaninu. Also Shtus Mois. So that means, so Shmuel saying, Shtus Mekach. But I agree, Shtus Mekach. Shtus Mois Nami Shaninu. There's also a Din Shtus in the payment. If in the payment it's a Shtus. So that means this is Koshke, this is also Eino. So Taisus explains why, what is Shtus Mekach better than Shtus Mois? So Taisus says, because the Eino really works with the Shavius of the Mekach. So Mamele, so the Eino should Zicher, we should Zicher Cheshman with the Shavius of Mekach. He says we also Cheshman with the pain. Now, let us see this Amar Shor and Amar Hamshif, and then we'll talk a little bit. Bezer Hashem. Let us see the Amar Shor. Shtus Mois, the Amar Shor is in the Dafi, by me, the Amar Shor, Stav Ches, and Aleph, and the daf of the Marsho, the bottom Marsho on the left column, daf mentesam at base, shtus mois nami shaninu, filu mandam shtus mois, nirayis aleilech acha shtus mekach, atkan lo shaynu. Rotzaloyma, the heicha, what does this mean? The tzichem mistava, you go, you cheshbin with the ino of the mekach over the ino of the mois. Lots of line. So he says, Taisvis means to say as follows. The Hecha de Leka loy shtus mois, the loy shtus mekach. We, in whatever case, it's not a shtus. It's either more than a shtus or less than a shtus, and we'll see in the Maram Shif soon, clear cut cases. El legabe chad habi bitl mekach, legabe chad Idach Avi Mechila. That means you're going to have a scenario that there's no shtus over here. If you go boss of the Mekach, it's one cheshbon. If you go boss of the Mois, it's another. It's not a shtus. It's either a bitl Mekach or a Mechila. We'll see cases. So la'oyla mazlinim boss of Mekach. Then you'll go boss of the Mekach. Bein linyin bitl, bein linyin Mechila. The toy inchi be mekach veloy be mois at kan loshin amotchai b'shem remach. So what is the Marsha saying so far? So look, the Marsha saying chatna taisvis, that taisvis means to say that Shmuel said nami, Shmuel's mois nami yomri. So it means like this. So Shmuel is really saying, really, if you have a conflict between the Mois and the Mekach, it's either bittul mekach or mechile, yizicha gobosa the mekach. So, because the mekach is really the decisive factor to be mamad. Was there eino? Wasn't there eino? Because the eino wasn't the shavius mekach. The tois wasn't the shavius mekach. But Shmuel only said, but if there's a shtus in the mois, that overweighs. Then there's a din eino. But if the minute is a shtus mois, nami amrinen. If there's a, then there's a din akona master eino. But if you don't have a shtus in the mois, then the machia will zicha be shtus mekach. Let us see now the marim shift. Then we'll see exactly what the Mashur is saying, what Tosfos is saying, and the difficulties in this. The Maram Shif, as I think Daf Yud Gimel, the Daf Yud Maram Shif, and it's Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, on the second column, the next to the last column, before Daf Nun Amud Aleph. The Tosfos, Shtus Mois Nam Mishani. So we gave Agadome that Tosfos was bothered with the Nami. This is also Aino. So Tosfos wants to explain that the Faker the Iker Aino is with the Mekach. It's also Aino. So the Maharam Shif says, Ein ein nire she diktiku mimad the koma Nami shaninu. That's not, the Nami, that does not mean anything. The Kivin the Rav Komar Shtus Mekach L'chudo. I mean, the Nami, he says, is poshit. Rav said, only Shtus Mekach. Komariu Shtus Mois Nami Shoninu. He said Shtus Mois. I mean, the Nami does not mean that this is a lesser cheshbon of Aino. The Nami, you said only Shtus Mekach. I said Nami. I give the mashmois the masnisin shtus mekach l'chudo, but the Mishnah says shtus l'mekach will solate the Gemara. Is kama iu shtus mois amishanin? Yeah, avodinu. So first of all, the Maram Shif says not Tosfos wants to tell us a digduk eitzer why it says nami. Nami is b'chal not shvel. But Tosfos wants to tell us a ledine. In Mishnei Tzedodim Lekashtus, if you'll have in both Tzedodim, there's no Shtus. Elachat Tzad Mechile, Vechat Tzad Bittul Mekach, one Tzad will be a Mechile, one Tzad a Bittul Mekach, La'oilam Ozlinen Bosa Mekach, Yigol Bosa. This is telling us a din, not this is Badr Tanami, this is telling us a din. Now we'll have a case. Mocha loy shove nun aleph besamach. It's worth nun aleph, that's the value, and he charged him samach. So now let's talk about this case for 1 minute. Something is worth 51 zuz, he charged him 60. Now, if you look at the he overcharged him 9 zuz. Now, if you look at the shavius of the mekach, 9 zuz is more than a sixth. 9 zuz is more than a sixth. Between a fifth and a sixth, but upon him it's more than a sixth. More than a sixth. So if you look at the mekach, it should be a bitul mekach. If you look at the Mecca. If you look at the payment, he paid 60, he overpaid 9. He overpaid 9, so he overpaid, if he would have overpaid 10, so he paid a 6. He overpaid a 6. If it would be worth 15, he would pay 60, so then he would have paid a 6. Then he would have paid a 6. Then it's a bitul Mecca. Mitzad, that's how the Gemara said, the 5 and 6. It means if it would be worth 15, he paid 60, so that's Shtus Mekach. That means in the payment, he paid a sixth more. But he was worth 51, and he paid 60. So on the payment, he paid 9 more. 9. So at the payment of 60, so this is less than a 6. He paid less than a 6 in the moi. What? It's mechila. And if you look at the mekach, he paid, he was upkenat more than a 6. So mitzad the mekach, it's a bitl mekach. Mitzad the mois, it's a mechila. That is the case. That's what Tosis is talking about. Oy samach benun aleph, or the other way around. Samach, he sold something that's worth 60, he sold it for 51. So again, so it was the moicha got up kenat 9. The moicha got up kenat 9. The bachat sad. So one sad, it's, so if you look at the, if you look here, if you look at the mois, so he paid nun aleph, so 9 from nun aleph is more than a 6. 9 from 60 is less than a 6. The machatzad, lo'oilam, fakel. That's what Taisvus is speaking about. Lo'oilam, ozlinen, bosa mekach, bein le'inye mechile, bein le'inye mekach. This is a molchai. This is what Tais was saying. The Ma'am Shiv says not Tais is one same shot. The Nami is Baklal Natsva. Tais is telling us a haloche. In a case will I have a conflict between the if you go Bosa the Mekach or Bosa the Mois, and it will be either Bitl Mekach or Mechile, you go Bosa the Mekach. Loyal Muslim Bosa Mekach, Baby Amolchai Bipsokim, Bishem Ramach. Yeah, okay, that's what we just said. Yeah. Vidovo ze Tamua Moit. So the Maram Shiv says this is very difficult to understand. Given the Mekach Ika, if Taisvus tells us that the criteria is the Mekach, Lama v'shove chamisha v'shite, so shove chamisha v'shite, he paid azuz is more than a 6. Like, if the Mekach and the Mois, when he have a conflict between the Mekach and the Mois, so why do I say it's kone or maxer? I know. So why do I have a bit of Mecca? Nasal bosa Mecca. So what's that in Shmuel? That means if Taisvis is saying when there is a conflict, you go bosa the Mecca, Taisvis Mavaya, because they know it's in the Mecca, the Tais is in the Mecca. So fine. So Shava Chamisha Beshita, the Gemara says, according to Shmuel, it's I know. So why is it I know? If got me the mekach, it's a bit of mekach, it was overcharged. That's one kash. Va'oi. Then he asks another kash. Dim yiye hoino mu'uto ad shiye mechile gabi domim. Now, if I have such a case, that by, I have a small amount of eino, that it's a mechile by the Mekach, it will be a Mechila. In Gabidomim, ye a bitl Mekach. So what do I say? That it's a Mechila. Uchshayno merube. No, I'm sorry. Boy, the mi aido muute achie mechile gabi domim, yi a bitl mekach. That means if by the domim it will be a smaller aino, legabi the mekach, it will be, let's talk about the case shove nun aleph besamach. Shove nun aleph besamach. So now, in this case, shove nun aleph besamach, legabi the mekach, it's a bitl mekach, because the no was 9, so it's a bitl mekach. Legabi the domim, it's mechila. So what does Tosfos say? You go bosa the mekach, and it's a bitl mekach. Fine. That's nun aleph besamach. So now he asks Samuel the Kekashi. But oi, the mio eino mu'utem, at shiye mechile gabi domim, that it's a mechile gabi domim, yiye bitl mekach, because you go bosa the mekach. That's nun aleph besamach. Uch sheino merube. That means I'll make the eino bigger. That means here the eino was 9. It was worth nun aleph. I sold it for samach. The eino is 9. So legabi the mois, it's mechile. Legabi the mekach, it's bitl mekach. So I say it's bitl mekach. I'll make a greater eino. I'll knock him up more than 9. That it will be a 6 will be, it will be a 6 of the mois. Am I making it a bigger no? Uch sheino merube at sheyi yeshtus legabi mois yeslinem bosa mois yemekach kain v'chein leheper. So he asks a moiridike kasha, the marim shif, this kasha that Nei Yeshua also asks. The kasha is a moiridike kasha. If you have 51 and 60, so the eino was 9. So legabi the mekach, this is called a bitl mekach. Legabi the mois, it's called mechila, because 9 is from 60 is less than a 6. I'll make a bigger eino. I'll overcharge him more. Till the eino will be a 6th of the mois. So I knock him up more. That means if I knock him up 9, so I say, well, legabi the mois, it's mechile. Legabi the mekach, it's a bitl mekach. This is a bitl mekach. Finish, it's a bitl mekach. I'll knock him up some more, and I'll say, no, the mekach is kai, now it's a shtus. And Konel Marzareino. So Shem Shemayim. So this Cheshbin that Tosfos says and the Mordechai says is Piliploim. It doesn't make sense. That means that there's a smaller Reino, and I say it's a bitl mekach. It's no mekach whatsoever. It was Mamash, he went overboard. The eino is more than a 6, so it's no mekach whatsoever. And I'll make a bigger eino, so now this bigger eino will be a 6th of how much he's paying. So then I'll say, no, now it's mekach kain and kona mazer eino. So that is shema shemayim. How do I say such a thing? That means if Tosfos is saying when there's no shtus whatsoever, then I go bus to the mekach. Whatever the mekach is, that's the guidelines. The minute there'll be a shtus in the mois, then you don't go bus to the mekach, then you go bus to the mois. So it comes out by being a greater ma'ane, so now it's kone, and a small I know is bitl mekach. This doesn't make sense. It's a moiridike kasha. Now Yeshua also asked this kasha. I just would want to say we're learning Tosfos. If the Maharsha says that this is Pshat and Tosfos, and we have a Molchai that says Klo like this, I does not say Tosfos doesn't mean this, but on Kapon, the Molchai says Klo like this. So Rabbi Reuven wants to say all these Shiyunim are Alocha L'Moshim B'Sinai. The Taka doesn't make sense. It doesn't have to make sense. That means if everything is Svoris, the din of bitul mekach and mechiyav, everything is svaris. So mamela, so then it doesn't make sense that with a smaller inot a bitul mekach, and then a bigger inot, now become a machzor inot. But Rav Reuven says they held that all these dinim are aloch lemaisha misinai. So mamela, aloch lemaisha misinai is ilchas abaloi time atakeh. There is dinim that shtus is koner machzor inot. When does it have a shame shtus? Dependent. Shtus mois is a shame shtus. Shtus mekach is a shame shtus. If it's not shtus mekach or shtus mois, then you go boss of the mekach. But the minute you have a shtus mois, that's the parsha of ino, the koner or machzor ino. That's al kaponim. How Rabbi wants to answer the Maram Shiv's kasha. Let us just see Gemara further. So now, the Gemara says further, we learned in our Mishnah, Oino Dalet Kesef Me Esrim Ba'avo Kesef L'Sela. The Mishnah says, four Kesef from 24 Kesef Ishtus L'Mekach. Maila, Zizovin Shovin Esrim Ba'esrim Ba'avo, he sold him something that's worth 20, and he sold it to him for 24. Ushmami no. The Pnei Yeshu wants to say, because why did the Mor want to say this to him? Because it would say, Dalet Kesef Le Esrim Barbo. So it could be it was worth Esrim Barbo. He sold it for 28. Dalet Kesef May Esrim Barbo. So that means that Igma understood that it was worth 20. He sold it for 24. Now, so that's Shtus Mois. That's Shtus Mois. The Zomin Shovin Esrim Ba Esrim Barbo. According to Rav, there's no such shireno. Shmaminosh to smois nami shanino. So the Gemara says, loy, zovin shovin eslim ba'abo ve'eslim. That means it was worth eslim ba'abo, so it's also good, the mem. Dalet kesef mei eslim ba'abo. That means that it was worth Esrim Ba'abo, and he sold it for 20, and the Meicha was Nisane. Like the Gemara, Mi Nisane, so was Nisane Meicha. Eimo Seife, Seife said, Ad Mosai Muta Lahachze, Bechdei Sheyara Letada Oy Lekriba. Ba'omar Rav Nachman, Meishonu Elo Lekeyach. The Lekeach has this shir, this zman of Atshe Yara Letago. Avol Moicha Lo'ilam Chayza, the Moicha could always be Chayza. So if you are learning that it's speaking about it was worth 24 and he sold it for 20, and it's a Shtus Mekach Take, it's a Shtus Mekach, so it comes out that the Moicha was Misane. And the Mishnah says further that the Shir Chazore is the Sheikh Azor is at Shiara Letago. Rav Nachman said this whole din shir was only said by the Lekeach. Lekeach has the shir. Lo yishon ala Lekeach. Avo moicha lo oilam choyza. The moicha is always choyza. So the Mishnah cannot be speaking about that the moicha was nisane, because the Mishnah right the next bove says the shir chazor, which is only applicable by the Lekeach. Ela de Zovin Shovin Esrim Va'arbo Esrim Utmanye. So, forget the Pnei Yeshua says that's why the Gemara did not want to say this, because then it should have said, Eino Arbo Kesef Le Esrim Va'arbo Kesef Shtus Lemekach. The Gemara did not want to say this again, but the Gemara is saying, no, the Rav will say it's speaking about that it was worth 24, and he overcharged them 28, the Lekech was Nisane, this is Ashtus Lemekach, so it's no riot from the Mishnah to Rav, to Shmuel. See Rashi, my love, the Zomin Shovin Eslim, the Eslim Babo, the Nisana Lekei, Avale Choymesh Legabe Mecca, for the Enova's forces, this is a fifth of the Mecca, Abo Havi Choymesh Al Eslim, the Kori Le Enova, Lekori le bitl mekach, so it's a raya, you go bosa the mois, you don't go bosa the mekach. So the mois says, loy, the zovin, shovin, esrim, arba, be esrim, avale shtus le mekach. So this says shtus le mekach, so that's a rabo le mshad. Upachine, praktike, more. Uminis ane, moichel, bit miye. So the Meicha was Nisan, and the Mishnah says later that the Shir Chazor lo yishonu de bechdei sheyare v'su lo yal ikeyach. Ama Nisan a Meicha lo ilo Meicha choyze. V'kama meforish taimen Rav Nachman why he said this. El de Zovin, not speaking about that it was worth 24, and he sold it for 28. Ablishtus lemekach v'nishana lekeach. Yeah. Zok te gemara weiter. Kanaan, we learned further in the Mishnah, Hoyre Rabbi Tarfon Balut, Hoyno shmoyne kesef hei esrim v'arbo. It shmoyne kesef esrim v'arbo, kesef l'selav, Shlish Lameka. So they know is 8 from 24, but Shirei No of Koner Machzorei No is a third. My love, so again the Gemara was Medaik from the May Esrim, it's 8 from 24. The Zovin Shovin Shitzeri, the Esrim Barbo. So they know was 8. 8 Zuz. And so if you go bosa the mess, if you go bosa the mois, so it's 8 from 24, it's a third. That's the shirei no, according to Rav Tav. But if you go according to the mekach was a half. It's 8 from 16. Vishmami no shlish mois namishanim. So Moses says like, the zovin, shovin, esrim ba'arbo, yishitza, no, it's the other way around. It was worth 24. He sold it for 16. So this is, was Nisana HaMoicha. And this is a third of the Mecca. Mi Nisana Moicha. So the Gemara says, Eime Seifa. Om Alehem. Kol Ayoim Mutalachza. So is this. Rav Tarfon said, Yeh Mahu Dei Tobi Chayza. And that's why they weren't happy. So Omar Rav Nachman Leishono, this shir, it's man, to when you have to be chayzer Leishono Lekeach, Avo Moicha Leoylam Chayzer. So it can't be that the Moicha was Nisanet. Ela Vizovin Shovin Chav Dalet with loss in the train. Someone says, no, so forget about the mem, and it means that was worth 24, and he sold it for 32. So 32, so they know was 8, a third of 24. So Mamela, so it could be Shlish, Lemekach, and you go Bosa the Mecca. Yeah. Let us just see Taisvis. Let us just see, Shmamino Shtus Mois Nami Shaninum. Well, in the beginning, had learned that it was worth 20 and he sold it for 24. So that's a Shtus Mois. Vim toimem kein mai shtus le mekach de toni masnisi. So say shtus le mekach, you're something foolish. Haino aino shtus sheniye ve mekach. It's a no of a six that was in the mekach. Not that it was from the mekach, the shavis of the mekach, in the mekach there was a no shtus, but it was shtus mois. Good. I mean, you have to bend back backwards to understand Shtus Lamekach, which is not telling us anything. So why do you have to need, why did the Tanya have to say this? Tanan, Oire Reptal from Belut. So really, the same Shakla Vitalia that the Gemara had in the first half of the Mishnah to ask Kakash and Rav, the Gemara starts again the same shakla of a time. The Gemara slugs it up. So Taisus asks, Teime Mahoisef Lahakshes Miseife Imashik Shekla Bereshet Mamish. The same cheshman and the safety here in the Reish. And they, the same way you were matcha in the Reish, you can be matcha in the safe. And the Gemara is like a matcha in the safe. So why did the Gemara bring the safe? Right, so for the Mishnah, we don't have a Rai. Tanya Kabosei Dishmur. We learned a Rai Selek Shmur. Mi Shehutal Olov Yodoi Alo Yoin. The person who was Nisane, it's Yodoi Alo Yoin. Keitzad. Mochaloi Shove Hei Bevov. He sold them Shove Hei Bevov. Over here, what do we have? We have here shtus of the mois. Shomahei bevov is a shtus of the mois. By the mekach, it's a mitla mekach. Minis ane lekeach. Yad lekeach ala yayne. Lotza oima tenli mo'oisai. I tenli masha oinisani. So here we see glow. Here we see klal that what? That, that shtus lemois is kona machzer eino. We don't say it's a shtus lemeka. Which is, we don't say it's a mitl meka. Oi, yeah, that's case number one. So here we see shtus lemois is a kona machzer eino. Mochaloi shove sheish v'chomeish. What if he sold them shove sheish b'chamesh? So legabe the mois, it's a shtus le shove sheish b'chamesh. Mean this ane. So here this is legabe the mekach. Legabe the mekach, it's a shtus le mekach. It's a shtus lemekach. Legabi the mois, it's more than a shtus. שווה שש בחמש, מינס ענה, מייך, יד מייך על היינס. אז אימא לא ייתן לי מקחי, ייתן לי מה שניסן. ורסי רשי, שווה שש בחמש, מי שהות עולה, מי שאינו עולה, מי שניסן. שווה שש בחמש, שטוס מקח, שווה שש בחמש, שטוס מקח, זה שטוס מקח, שווה חמש בשש, שטוס מויס, זה שטוס מויס. Yeah, let's just start a little further, but it's a whole complicated sugya. Iboilu, Igmar Klaza Shaila, Poches Mishtus L'Rabonon. Poches Mishtus L'Rabonon, Rabonon hold that the Din Oino is a Shtus, Aftafen held the Din Oino is a Shlish. Poches mishtus l'rabona is mechila. So the Gemara clears a shayla la'alta havi mechila oi bechdei sheyira l'taga oi l'kayla. When is this a mechila? Do I say poches mishtus? I mean, since a person can never be medagdic perfectly, so by the sort it's poches mishtus. So mechila, or no, a bechdei sheyara letago elekoyv. No, maybe that means if he shows that letago elekoyv, it's not a mechila. He has a right to further the ainot. If the time passed by and he didn't show it, then it's a mechila. Al tav a mechila bechdei sheyara letago elekoyv. Yeah. What does Rashi say? La alta havi mechila, afilu yachzer la alta. That means he has charota right away. It's a mechila. La alta havi mechila. Or maybe no, at sheyare letag. Ve'im timtza loima, bechdei sheyare letaga oile kreivoy. If I will say that it's not a mechila right away, that means till he shows it to a tagay lekhayvay, he can be chayza by pachas mishtus. Is my ikar bein shtus lepachas mishtus? So then, what's the difference between a shtus to a pachas mishtus? That means ad sheyare is no mechila. After sheyare is a mechila by both. So my ikar bein shtus lepachas mishtus. So the Gemara says, Ike, there is a difference. Till he shows it. That's ma. The Ilishtus, Yodei ala yoine, Rotsa chayzer, Rotsa koine, Umarzer eino. By Ashtus, it says in our Mishnah, that's a Paschal like this, but it says in our Mishnah that by Ashtus, Rotsa koine, or if he wants, he can be chayz on the whole thing. Rotsa koino, marzerei no. Ve'ilu pochas mishtus, kono o marzerei no. By pochas mishtus, the only thing that he can accomplish is he can be tebeya dei no. But he's kono. That is the difference. That means if you say that there is a zman of a sheyare letago by poches mishtus, it's not a mechila right away, so he'll accomplish in this zman, he can ask back for the yaino. Chayza yizicha can be chayza by poches mishtus, but he asks back for the yaino. After the zman, he can't ask back for the yaino either. Let's see Rashi. V'im timtza loima bechdei sheyare letago ele kreivoy, that it's not a stam mechile. That means in that time it could be choyza ma'ike. V'im bos loima devadei pshitem. the la'alta havi mechila. That's poshet la'alta it's mechila. Most of the bad pshita the la'alta havi mechila. You have to say this. The iber deisha yare ma'ike ben shtus la'pochas mishtus. So both of them, it could be chayza. So the Bible says, no, it could be la'alta havi mechila. Ike de ilu shtus k'toni mas nisen mi shohuto lolov yodela yoyne. Rotsa chayza boy o rotsa ikin fado de yoyno. But you can be chayza from the whole Mecca. Ilu poches mi shtus im choza b'toich k'day she yara le tago oy le koi boy kono machza lo yoyno. So that the only thing he can accomplish, he can be Tebeya de Yeno. But Lemaise, Choyza from the Mecca, he can be Choyza. And if he was Lachesh Yare, he can be Tebeya de Yeno either.